14 Palestinians have lost their lives in the besieged Gaza Strip as there's no let-up to Israel's aerial bombardments. The fresh air raids targeted five different locations in the coastal enclave. Two handicapped girls were killed when a strike hit a facility for the disabled in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. Israel has pounded nearly 160 targets over the past 24 hours. 122 Palestinians, most of them women and children, have lost their lives in the impoverished region since Tuesday, and over 900 others have been injured. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks have now lined up along the Gaza border, firing into the region. Tel Aviv has also mobilized some 33,000 reservists in preparation for a possible ground incursion. Our correspondent Akram Al-Sattari is with us now live from Gaza. So Akram, tell us about the latest aggressions we're hearing in this report that we have two handicapped girls among those killed.
Well, the latest about this aggression against the Gaza Strip is that the Israeli air forces are continuing the attacks against Palestinian homes and civil facilities all over the Gaza Strip. 10 minutes ago, Israeli air forces targeted a house in Az-Zaytun neighborhood and also targeted a poultry farm in Gaza North. They seem to be targeting the very same targets two or three or four times at the same time. And the Ministry of Interior issued a press release stating that 90% of the targets that were hit by the Israeli occupation forces, either by sea, either from sea, ground, or air, are 90% of those targets are civilian targets. Landslide majority of the people who fell victim of the of those Israeli attacks are civilians. Israel seems to be waging a war against the civilian infrastructure and civilians in the Gaza Strip, in their homes, in their streets, and elsewhere. It looks like they are willing to make the Palestinian population pay a very high price for the ongoing fire confrontation between them and the Palestinian resistance factions, to make the Palestinian resistance factions compromise their stand as to the ceasefire. The Palestinian resistance factions continued firing the rockets towards Palestine occupied 48, and Israel in retaliation is killing the Palestinian population. And Israeli media analysts and also Palestinian political analysts said that Israel seems not to be able to respond to the fire that is being launched from Gaza, and therefore they are killing the Palestinians. They are killing the Palestinian citizens without being able to affect the true sources of the fire that are coming out from Gaza, which embarrasses the political level at Israel, at Israel, and also makes them make the Palestinian population pay the heavy price of this ongoing confrontation.
Right, and Akram, I know it is very hard to tell, but how long is this expected to continue? Rocket attacks from Gaza and continued Israeli airstrikes on Palestinians and innocent people being killed in the Gaza Strip. I mean, what is the objective that Israel is after, and are we going to see a possible ground incursion? If that happens, how will the Palestinian resistance respond?
Well, I think the Palestinian resistance yesterday demonstrated some of their powers. Once a ground invasion is taking place, they targeted an armored vehicle not far away from Ash-Shajaiya neighborhood in North Gaza City. Israel declared that two soldiers were injured. Hamas declared that two soldiers were killed, and they showed some footage of the destroyed armed vehicle, and they're saying, this is the sample. If you are going into a ground invasion, this is what your soldiers are receiving. And I think Israel has still very hard and difficult memories from the ground invasion back in 2008, when we were doing the reporting and when the Israeli soldiers were facing fierce resistance from the Palestinian side. I think the political security cabinet that met for 7 hours a few days ago is fully aware that a ground incursion cannot be conducted, and I'm sure that they know what is the meaning of a ground incursion and what is the price of such a ground incursion. From its side, Hamas stated, the spokesperson of the military wing told the Israelis on a videotape that if they are going into a ground invasion, that would be the optimum chance for the Palestinian resistance to abduct, to kidnap the Israeli soldiers and do a next swap deal. So both parties, either the Palestinian resistance or the Israeli government, are fully aware of the nature of any ground offensive, and they know that it can be a great opportunity for a greater loss, not also in the Israeli army, but also among Palestinians, because we are still weak. We still recall the devastating images of the 2008 incursion when they killed, when the Israelis targeted whole family, killing 29 family members at the Samouni neighborhood. So for the Palestinian, it's a very sensitive subject, and they know they are going to pay a very heavy price, but they are still willing to sacrifice and still willing to go on with the resistance, because they know now they have no other way. I have been listening to the political analysis and to the different meetings with religious leaders and media spokesperson. They know they are going to pay a price, but they say no one is standing for Gaza. No one is supporting Gaza but Allah, the Lord. So we have to fight the fight, to walk the walk, and let's see what happens. And everything that might happen is bland and distant, and we are satisfactory as long as we are defending ourselves.
Thank you very much, Akram Al-Sattari, a correspondent with us there live from Gaza.